Hello and welcome to the Place-Based Methodologies at UTS podcast series. I am Ilaria Vanni, a Carigi, and I'm here today with Dr. Megan Haywood from Media Arts Production. Megan works with digital media, locative media, and place-based narratives. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We always start with this question, which would be easy for you, which is, how do you understand place in your research?
Well, Ilaria, I'm really interested in the relationships between narrative and place, and with the concept, I guess, of spatialized narrative, so that when we're walking, we're navigating physical real-world locations at the same time as traversing a narrative space. One that is made up of an intersection of personal memory, cultural and social histories, as well as social interactions. I work with locative and place-based narrative. This is work that's experienced in a location via a portable or mobile device and which draws upon the specifics of that location in unfolding the work. So, just in terms of how I understand place, so if we draw upon Michel de Certeau in Walking in the City, he writes of the relationships of memory and place and the persistence of narratives in locations as a kind of haunting. Building on this is Jeremy Haidt, who's a media arts practitioner, who writes about place as an agitated space. And he talks about walking through the city as triggering moments in time so that cities become alive with unseen histories, stories, and layers. And in addition to these ideas of memory, narrative, and place, I've also done research into older walking practices such as pilgrimage, because they resonate with these ideas of physically traversing a space which is rich with cultural and historical meaning. So, for example, writers like Rebecca Solnit has written about pilgrimage as being stories that we trace with our feet as well as our eyes. And I've drawn also upon the work of Ian Reeder, who is a professor of religious and Japanese studies, who is an expert on Japanese Buddhist pilgrimage. And he says that pilgrimage is a kind of moving text that's tied to landscape, but always changing, shaped by intersections between past and present, and by physical and social interactions on the route itself. So I guess I'm often working with the concept of place as an embodied set of narratives that we move through that can also be shaped and reshaped through our interactions and experiences within that location.
So which methodologies do you use to get to this understanding of place you just described?
So I tend to use practice-based visual methodologies where I combine the physical act of walking a location with photographic and video documentation. I often use the walking and documenting of locations as a very deliberate creative practice that can be seen as a kind of live writing that uses the camera as an immediate creative response to the environment. And this ties in with Sarah Pink's notion of sensory ethnography and our experience of place as a highly embodied experience. In addition to visual methodologies, I also often undertake quite a lot of background research, either into specific histories concerning the location itself or around key concepts that I'm wishing to explore, such as pilgrimage in the case of one project, or a historical worldview in the case of another project, where I wanted people to explore and gain insight into this perspective while traversing a location. I've also, just in terms of a visual methodology, I recently had to use remote sensing using Google Maps and Google Street View as part of the visual methodology as well, because the location I was developing the project for was on the other side of the world. And a lot of the complexity in developing these projects is in how you bring these different ideas together to create a nuanced and, you know, hopefully a somewhat unexpected experience of place that goes beyond a straightforward depiction of a history or a memory to something a little more complex.
Wonderful. And do you have a definition for your methodologies?
Okay. Little pause. So Sarah Pink's article, Walking with Video, talks about intersecting practices of walking and videography, in which the simultaneous activities of shooting video while walking and interviewing in location can be seen as a kind of embodied creative practice, and one that is a placemaking practice, since when you're filmmaking, you're gathering embodied experiences, people, relationships, and this creates a place event. Other people, such as Paul Carter, talk about the idea of placemaking through a notion and use the term dark writing, so referring to a highly embodied experience of place, emphasizing active, live placemaking experience.
So how do you do your field work, and could you tell us how you do it step by step, and which technologies do you use?
Yeah, sure. So it varies a little bit depending on how much time and access that I have to a location. Ideally, I'm mainly using a video camera, kind of low end, really not an expensive video camera, very lightweight and very portable, and also a very lightweight tripod. Ideally, I will go to a location with a camera ready to go, or I might use that first visit to do a recce and then come back with the camera. I tend to want to go there alone, at least kind of the first time, and spend some time wandering around the location. I don't shoot continuously. I kind of walk, stop, set up, shoot for a little while, then walk somewhere else, stop, set up, shoot, etc. Later I might come with others or talk to people or, you know, shoot people on site. And, you know, sometimes it's very lucky because you might have extended access to a location. You might be able to shoot at different times of the day, midweek or whatever. Other times it's very fast and you actually have to move very fast, and you just need to get very familiar with how to use the gear and kind of get it up and down very quickly.
What kind of advice would you give to our students who want to, you know, engage with these methodologies?
I think visual methodologies are a great way of documenting place, and they add to the kind of richness and texture of a location. So they can help, photography and videography can help draw attention to particular elements. You can have a wide shot to give a kind of overview, or you can kind of focus in on different things that you want to draw attention to. And I would recommend that you always take kind of multiple shots and multiple angles so that you've got that flexibility later.
And in terms of text, you mentioned Sarah Pink and Paul Carter. Is there any particular text that you think our students should read?
So I think that Rebecca Solnit's Wanderlust, A History of Walking, is a really interesting book to just kind of orient you to thinking about these ideas, as well as Michel de Certeau's The Practice of Everyday Things. His article, Walking in the City, in there is a really, really interesting one. Sarah Pink as well, Walking with Video, is really useful.
And can you give us, to finish, one example from your own research?
Okay, so I touched on this one earlier, but I'll expand on a little bit more now. So when I was developing Notes for Walking, which is a locative artwork that happens at Middlehead National Park, I was drawing together the experience of traversing a very isolated abandoned site with ideas of pilgrimage, narrative and landscape. And I had lots of access to Middlehead, to that location, so I could shoot it. I had a residency there and I could shoot it over a week and at all times of the day and night. But that But kind of as part of the earlier research that I did, I was shooting in Japan on the pilgrimage island of Shikoku, and I was undertaking a Buddhist pilgrimage there and shooting around, various temples and documenting aspects of that experience. And that was much faster, so you had to be very quick at setting up, very respectful, very mindful of other people. Just a very kind of respectful and mindful traveler as you're documenting these locations. And really, only kind of one shot of the Japan footage ended up in the Middlehead work, but it still, that whole experience kind of filtered into the creative process, into how I kind of handled the content and the experience of that location.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Megan. And is there anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, look, a couple of quick tips for students, I guess, is that video can be very hungry. You end up with a lot of content, so it can also be really good to work with still images. And you can, generate a lot of content quite quickly. Just shoot at different angles. Again, still be mindful of other people. But you can still kind of catalogue and document a location in really interesting ways, using still image. And of course, you need to be mindful if you're setting up a tripod, just be aware of who's around you, not to block people, all of that kind of thing, and just kind of be nice and mindful and respectful as you're doing it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.